Welcome to Lit Reading. I'm Don McDonald. Looking for more information on the podcast? Visit litreading.com. Now please bear with us as we pay the bills. Our story begins shortly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Lit Reading. I'm Don McDonald. While Father's Day is seen as a celebration of fathers, I prefer to see it as a reminder of the importance of fatherhood. Celebrated since the Middle Ages, Father's Day should be an annual opportunity to remember the importance of being a mentor, role model, and friend to our children, not just for a day, but for life. Fathers often make mistakes, and as this short story illustrates, it is never too late to change the course of a child's life. While today's distractions may differ from those of 100 years ago, the circumstances and behavior are timeless. I hope you enjoy this short tale, Father Forgets, by W. Livingston Larned. Listen, son. I'm saying this to you as you lie asleep, one little hand crumpled under your cheek and blonde curls sticky over your wet forehead. I've broken into your room alone. Just a few minutes ago, as I sat reading my paper in the library, a stifling wave of remorse swept over me. Guilty, I came to your bedside. There are things which I am thinking, son. I had been cross to you. I scolded you as you were dressing for school because you gave your face a mere dab with the towel. I took you to task for not cleaning your shoes. I called out angrily when you threw some of your things on the floor. At breakfast, I found fault too. You spilled things. You gulped down your food. You put your elbows on the table. You spread butter too thick on your bread. As you started off to play and I made for my train, you turned and waved a hand and called, "Goodbye, Daddy." I frowned and said in reply, "Hold your shoulders back." Then it began all over again late this afternoon. As I came up the road, I spied you down on your knees playing marbles. There were holes in your socks. I humiliated you before your friends by marching you ahead of me to the house. Socks were expensive, and if you had to buy them, you would be more careful. Imagine that, son. From a father. Do you remember later, when I was reading in the library, how you came timidly with sort of a hurt look in your eyes? I glanced up over my paper, impatient at the interruption. You hesitated at the door. "What is it you want?" I snapped. You said nothing, but ran across in one tempestuous plunge, threw your arms around my neck, and kissed me. Your small arms tightened with affection that God had set blooming in your heart, which even neglect could not wither. Then you were gone, pattering up the stairs. Well, son, it was shortly afterwards that my paper slipped from my hands and a terrible, sickening fear came over me. What has habit been doing to me? The habit of finding fault or reprimanding. This was my reward to you for being a boy. It was not that I did not love you. It was that I expected too much of you. I was measuring you by the yardstick of my own years. There was so much that was good, fine, and true in your character. The little heart of yours was as big as the dawn itself over the hills. This was shown by your spontaneous impulse to rush in and kiss me goodnight. Nothing else mattered tonight. Son, I have come to your bedside in darkness. I have knelt there, ashamed. It is a feeble atonement. I know that you would not understand these things which I have told you in the waking hours. Tomorrow I will be a real daddy. I will chum with you, suffer when you suffer, and laugh when you laugh. I will bite my tongue when impatient words come. I will keep saying as if it were a ritual, he is nothing but a boy, a little boy. I am afraid I have visualized you as a man. Yet as I see you now, son, crumpled and weary in your bed, I see that you are still a baby. Yesterday you were in your mother's arms, your head on her shoulder. I have asked too much. Too much. If you've never heard of the author William Livingstone Larned, you are not alone. His only work that has endured is this one. His other writings weren't exactly literary, starting with 1925's Illustration in Advertising, followed by A Sales Manager's Field Letters to His Men. If you haven't yet, please consider subscribing to Lit Reading on your favorite podcast service, particularly Apple Podcasts or iTunes. And I do love your reviews, and I hope you enjoyed it enough to write one. Thanks for listening. I'm Don McDonald.